You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities, a production of iHeartRadio and Grim and Mild.
Our world is full of the unexplainable. And if history is an open book, all of these amazing tales are right there on display, just waiting for us to explore. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities. Animals are incredible creatures. From the inky depths of the ocean to the skies above, our world is filled with seemingly infinite numbers of organisms that have evolved and adapted to live in a world that has not always been kind to them. From the peppered moths of the Industrial Revolution to today's North American beavers, animals are being affected predominantly by one major fact: us. Humans have changed the face of the planet through commercial fishing, deforestation, agriculture, and pollution. And our actions have resulted in the extinction of a million different species. But one woman saw another way, a way for humanity and the animal kingdom to coexist, and she spent 30 years proving it. Her name was Simona Kosik, and she was born in Krakow, Poland in 1943. Her father, her grandfather, and her great-grandfather were all painters, and she was kind of expected to follow in their footsteps. They couldn't imagine Simona growing up without a paintbrush in her hand at all times, but she wanted something different. For one, she loved animals, and so she got a degree in zoology in 1970. Her focuses in school had centered around animal behavior and psychology, and she wanted to go to a place where she could study animals in their natural habitats. To achieve this, Simona knew that she would have to leave Krakow and travel to the Bieszczyca Mountains, where the environment was still untamed. She had vacationed in the mountains for the last decade and knew them well, but her current employment situation was not going smoothly, and so she decided to change things up. In the dead of winter in 1971, Simona packed up her life and moved hours away to a place called Białowieża. She took a job working for the Mammal Research Institute of the Polish Academy of Sciences, where she was given a room and board. The mountains, however, still called to her. Seeing that she was still longing for the great outdoors, a friend of hers invited her out to see a small abandoned cabin in the forests of Białowieża National Park. While there, Simona caught sight of a large ox against the stark white of the snow. The image was etched into her mind, and she had an epiphany. This would be her home. All she had to do was convince the park director to let her live there. She went to his office the following day and asked that the cabin be provided to her as staff housing while she worked at the institute. The director approved, but also informed her that someone else would be living there too, a nature photographer named Lech Wilczek. Like Simona, Lech had a passion for animals. He bred them himself and released them into the wild so he could photograph them in their habitats. The cabin soon became home to a number of creatures and critters. Owls, grackles, and hedgehogs all shared the little hut with Simona and Lech over the years, often leaving on their own when they were strong enough. One day, though, Lech brought home a one-day-old pig named Zabka. The longer she lived in the house, the more her personality took on that of a dog's, often stealing random items and trotting away, or snuggling up to one of the humans and begging for attention. As she got older, Zabka grew into a full-sized boar. She was just as playful as before, but now had developed a territorial side, keeping watch over the cabin and protecting her owners from visiting strangers. Eventually, a donkey from the local zoo joined their menagerie, as did a deer that came to Simona's window, a pair of moose named Cola and Pepsi, a lynx that actually slept in Simona's bed, a black stork that nested in a chest of drawers in the cabin, and Karasik, a terrorist crow. Yeah, that's what I said, a terrorist crow. That's how the locals described him. Korosek was known for stealing things like office supplies, cigarette cases, and food from the lumberjacks working in the woods. He also attacked people on bicycles, pecking at them until they fell off their bikes. Korosek would then sit on their seats like a victorious warrior. On one occasion, a man working in the forest had his entrance permit snatched from his pocket by the crow, who then proceeded to destroy it in front of him. It's probably easy to see why Korosek was thought to have been sent to the people of Białowieża as punishment for their sins. And on top of all of that, some people began to call Simona a witch because she talked to animals. In reality, Simona Kosek was a conservationist and activist. She lived in the woods in a cabin without electricity or running water for 30 years, protecting and learning about the creatures around her. The crow, on the other hand, well, he may have been a demon.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is sponsored by Intuit. Here's a story for you. Once upon a time, a young woman was haunted by the ghosts of bad financial decisions, with credit card debt and an empty savings account looming over her every day. But when she tried to ignore these ghosts, they only grew bigger and scarier, and these ghosts of her bad financial decisions were stopping her from living her best life. So she decided to face them head on and take control of her finances with help from Intuit. Intuit helps you face your financial fears with confidence through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Let's be honest. Language is a finicky thing. To truly convey what you're trying to say is something of a luxury. There is nothing quite like that sensation of finding the exact word you want to use, complete with all its connotations and nuances. But even if you find the perfect way to say something, that doesn't guarantee that whoever you said it to will hear it the way you intended. Such are the troubles of language. Regardless, in the quest to say something perfectly, one may feel compelled to consult dictionary pages for the listed word, the only word that could ever do, like an itch in the brain that only the right word will scratch. The problem is, not all words appear in the dictionary, at least maybe not the right dictionary. That's part of the reason why, in 1746, a group of London booksellers contracted Samuel Johnson to write a complete dictionary of the English language. According to this group, all previous dictionaries just didn't do the trick. Johnson's dictionary would become the go-to English language dictionary, making the rounds to the elites and the common folk alike. It was so comprehensive in its collection of words that it was the dictionary of choice for almost 200 years, and only then being unseated by a more modern Oxford English dictionary. But remember what I said about not every word being found in the dictionary? Not even the most comprehensive dictionary of its time? What do you do then, when no pages provide that word to scratch your brain's itch? Francis Gross may have the answer for you. Though he was not much of a library goer, Gross had a sharp mind and a voracious appetite, both for food and for knowledge. Intent on providing a, well, let's call it a companion, to Johnson's apparently not comprehensive dictionary, Gross set out on a word and phrase finding mission, doing all the things that he already loved to do, frequenting bars and seedy establishments by night, partaking in the amenities. Only this time he wasn't there just for pleasure. He was also there for work. While he perused the finer things of midnight London, he was also taking notes on the things that were being said, what they referred to, how they were used in a sentence, as well as defining what those things might mean. All written down on parchment scrawled across bar tops and tables. That's right. Gross went into bars and compiled the words and phrases said by drunkards and scalawags, undoubtedly spilling their beer and grease all over his pages as he reveled with the after-hours revelers. After all, Gross was, apparently, the life of any party that he was or wasn't invited to. He carried about him a strong wit and a sense of humor, and is remembered for delighting in jokes of all kinds, even the kinds that likened his last name of Gross to his rotund belly. It's not clear how long Gross was on this slang-finding mission, but it amounted to a rather unique compendium of words and not really words, phrases and insults, and maybe, just maybe, that word you didn't know you needed, most of which having to do with bodily functions, lack of intelligence, and other such similar things. 30 years after the publication of Johnson's dictionary, Francis Gross published The Classical Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue, and while it would certainly not become a staple on bookshelves, well, ever, it is full of all kinds of useful slang that you won't find listed in any dictionaries among civilized folk. For instance, where else would you learn that you can refer to a tall, gangly fellow as a Duke of Limbs, or that Irish apricots are just another name for potatoes? And where would we be without a little kittle pitchering? That is, the art of interrupting someone's long-winded story with constant questions, which Gross adds in the margins, best done in tandem. And there are plenty of other gems hidden in the pages of Gross's dictionary that will spark laughter in even the most stone-faced reader. But I'll leave those to the exploration of any who feel the urge to dive into the pages of 18th century vulgarity. It's quite the journey, especially for someone who wants to say something a little bit gross. I hope you've enjoyed today's guided tour of the Cabinet of Curiosities. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or learn more about the show by visiting curiositiespodcast.com. This show was created by me, Aaron Mankey, in partnership with How Stuff Works. I make another award-winning show called Lore, which is a podcast, book series, and television show, and you can learn all about it over at theworldoflore.com. And until next time, stay curious.